Hello, and thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paw. I'm here with Jeremy.
Hi.
Kyle.
Hey.
And Tabitha.
Hi.
And this week, this show is 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
Yeah.
Well, America's the fraction is there. The math is there.
America's favorite bisexuals. That's us. So
it's me, Tabitha, and Drew Barrymore.
And that's it. There are no more beloved bisexual people in the world.
No comics in any magazines ever mentioned.
Angelina Jolie is outside of our meeting real mad. You can't be pretty, rich, and the best bisexual, Angelina.
I don't feel like she's really bi. She's just everybody's trying to fuck her.
No, get out of here with that bi erasure. She was married to a woman.
Yeah.
What kind of bi man are you?
So was
yeah.
I.
What kind of bisexual are you that you don't know the entire history of Angelina Jolie?
All right. I feel like I'm leaning into it too far at this point. I present as straight these days. The second I told people, I was like, eh. Dick.
Well, we know you're straight because you went and sucked that fire marshal's dick.
Yeah.
That's right. You know,
who's black too, dude? He kind of filled up.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
That would have changed things.
No,
Would have had to taste like his girlfriend's pussy first, and he would have been fine.
Racist.
It's not racist. It's a prod stereotype, I guess.
You're all weird, man.
We're weird.
We're the weird ones.
Shit talking. Hey, we did not have a roast battle this week, so we're just shooting the breeze. Just a free association episode here.
That's not us shooting the breeze. That's just all of us out of breath.
Oh, I'm sure Chris Klim has noticed the heavy breathing in all of the microphones.
I've been holding my microphone.
Let's start
away
over
from
this
me.
Week. 4/4 of the fattest podcasts from Cleveland.
We have to meet in the basement so we don't fall through any floors.
I'm going
to
do some research. We might be the heaviest podcast
in
America.
Especially since Kevin Smith lost all that weight.
Oh, that's right. Nearly dying twice really did a number on that guy.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm hoping that I all the way die so I never have to lose that much weight because I care about this fat podcast
thing.
We're
right there with you, buddy. We are rooting for you.
Yeah, die, die.
I'm trying my hardest.
How else are we going to start a foundation for your family and make it all about us?
The Jeremy Shear Benefit Show. 115 of local comics.
Nah. Chris is going to start a website, faultyfaggot.com.
God damn it. That really tickled Jeremy.
Laugh harder, maybe it'll die.
Oh, man. We're going to give away a scooter.
Not like a cool scooter.
No, like one of those handicapped ones.
We took it from Giant Eagle.
Guys, this is a rental.
I'm going to drive that bitch around for a month and then give it away at your funeral. Which is also a roast.
Yes.
So, if you didn't listen to two episodes ago, Faulty Fathers, what's his name, con artist extraordinaire, Jeff Davis's website.
Jeffrey Davis.
Have we checked it lately?
Did Ape Pyle win the car for that benefit? Did we look at the same one?
Yeah, who has that car?
Does anybody have that car?
Someone ended up with it.
Do we want to do an investigative podcast?
I thought he took it.
We did. Let's see.
Who was the sponsor? We could call the dealership and probably find out where that car ended up.
We did a paranormal episode once.
We can do an investigative episode.
We did a Alex Jones episode.
I'm digging for this website.
We just all did impressions of Alex Jones for an hour and a half. I'm sure the car was given away. I just don't know.
I don't believe it. I'm not saying that.
What if it was Jeff Davis and he gave it away to some guy named Abel?
That's what. Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's what the whole con. Yeah. That was in Texas.
He hasn't updated the site with anything free since October 6th.
Oh man. That is not consistent content. I'm glad I didn't buy the full year.
I'm digging more. I'm
going to pop that website open on my laptop and throw tomatoes at it.
I'm gonna subscribe. What do I care? I'm going to Lyle Ponhorst. <Let's> just subscribe to it just to get it so we have all the content. Lyle
I mean, Ponhorst. As long as I don't have to read it, because anytime I have to read that guy's writing, it just makes me angry. He's so bad at it.
Also, like, not only does he have... I'm not finding the regular GoFundMe anymore, but I'm finding a UK GoFundMe now.
Oh shit!
See,
yeah,
I give you guys the world. This is just the open forum, and this is what you do. Call back, but
he's asking for $5,000.
That's so weird. I need $5,000.
Yeah, same.
Like, I think everybody could essentially use $5,000.
No donations yet. It's urging me to be the first to help, though.
Hey, your GoFundMe's doing just as well as his, Pa.
My GoFundMe, here's what happened. I got into an argument with some libertarian dude, and I went to his Facebook page, and he had a GoFundMe where he's trying to raise $500,000 called White and Poor, which is just some edgy bullshit social experiment he's doing. Some, you know, reverse racism kind of thing. So I made a GoFundMe, which was just like, hey guys, can I just have some of your money? I just want it.
Draw a picture of you fucking his wife, and I'll buy it and then send it to him.
I'll draw you 10. Whose wife? Everybody?
I don't know, no.
Everybody.
Who's married?
Who's married out there? Anybody got kids? I'll draw you fucking the kids.
And I won't call the cops until after the check clears.
Hey, it's not illegal, it's art. there's a thing called Inktober. I'm sure anyone on the internet has maybe seen a post or two, and it's all of October artists. The goal is to do a sketch a day based on a list of prompts. There's 31 prompts for every day of October, and the Facebook group is huge. There's like thousands of people in it. 80% of them just draw disturbing nudes and then argue about it. I got 3 days into it. I was kind of like, fuck most of these people.
You quit after 3 days? Surprise.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what you're trying to say there, but I got 11 days in last year.
I'm not making it hard to read into. I'm saying you quit stuff.
All right, fair enough.
You don't live up to your potential.
Get him, Kyle, get him.
It is the ad hominid attack show, correct?
How do you know? This may be my full potential.
fair, good point.
Fucking oof.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chris.
We're both disappointed
right now.
We love you, Chris. Sorry.
Do you?
Yeah, kind of.
There's
a soft spot.
You're the best bisexual failure in the Midwest.
Hey!
All right, enough with your labels. Also, that's Tabitha's title.
Thank you.
The only one that's like, hey guys, this is a thing, and then I'm like, fuck you, stop saying it. Michael Odo, guys. let's just do this.
Yeah, let's move right
along. I thought we don't say names on here. I thought we use discretion.
I'm all high on soda.
Yeah, right.
Is that how you pronounce his name? Like Odo from Star Trek?
It's officially how it's pronounced at this point. I hope it's wrong.
Otto? Odo?
We'll just say Odo. And look, if you're listening... If we're saying it correctly, it's not out of respect.
I'm just used to saying Odo because I like Deep Space Nine.
If we're mispronouncing it, it is purely intentional. It meant to be disrespectful.
I imagine that's not his real name.
I don't know. I hear that. Oh, that's a good point.
It's not his government name.
I fucking hate comics with fake names. You know what I'm saying, Cheer?
I have no idea what you're talking. Oh, that right. My real name's on this batch. At any rate,
spoiler alert, audience. It has Berg at the end of it.
Are you surprised?
Oh, I assumed it was a steam.
Jeremy Shearberg. Little known fact.
Well, it was Shearowitz, but
Shearowitz,
you know, Ellis Island and all.
It's been changed a few times.
Yes. Well, my people were notorious grifters.
Yeah. The original Shear was actually called Jewberg. why do we bring up Michael Ono? Michael Ono.
Oh no, he's in my messages.
This is a thing that happens, but it's extra creepy when it's a hypnotist. I'll just put that part on there.
Yeah, he is a hypnotist. He works at the Funny Stop. And the Funny Stop. And maybe some other, like, out-of-the-way places.
Well, you just described 90 people that we know.
That are all listening. So,
hey, one of them's here.
Yeah. Guess what? You're just as successful as Michael Ono.
Yes.
Good
well, thanks.
Job.
Yes, or Skippy from Family Ties.
Nah, he's touring with Moliterno right now.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're on
like
a big
that.
Tour.
I don't know why I singled him out.
You, man. He took fucking Moliterno and gave him his first road gig.
He's also a very nice guy. It is funny to see him get attacked by Republicans online because, you know, the Michael J. Fox Young Republican thing from the show.
Mm.
So Skippy gets attacked by people online?
Yeah, like libertarian dudes that are just like have had it with him hating Trump, that kind of thing.
Oh, that old gag.
To put a historical bookmark or timestamp on this, this is the last week, the impeachment, the hearings are, it's going very well.
Do we know that still?
Yes. I mean, it was going very well at the time of recording.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Who knows where it's going to go from here? But
Trump 2020. That's
where. So Skippy's
best
in
the bisexual president we've ever had.
Yeah.
Those were underage girls, man.
Still pretty gay. Sounds pretty gay to me. Michael Ono, local fart face.
Fart face. Wait, wow, you're really
bringing out the big guns.
Yeah.
So, can you explain
one.
What he did? Because I'm kind of in the dark.
He
on
does
this
act where he pretends he's hypnotizing people.
We're just shitting on his act.
That's,
like, he didn't do anything.
I mean, I think
what
that's
did he
bad
do?
Enough.
Well, here's something that did happen, according to beat reporter for the guestspot.net, Ray Roberts. Apparently, his shows at the Funny Stop in September, he did not actually hypnotize anybody and had to refund the audience.
Hell yeah.
And offered,
really?
And offered
That's
them.
A thing.
Yeah. And then Ray had to open for his ass again the next month because apparently
Ew.
The Funny Stop is doing so bad that they have to have the erotic hypnotist back like several months in a row.
That's the wrinkle that we were missing. He's an erotic hypnotist.
So I'm just asking because I'm stupid. Was that just a dumb article that Ray wrote or is that for real? Like nobody got hypnotized?
No, that's for real. Nobody got hypnotized.
Well, I don't believe in hypnotism.
No one got erotically
I never believe
hypnotized.
Anybody ever gets hypnotized. But
got erotically hypnotized.
Well,
I was hypnotized. I just didn't get hard.
Didn't
what is an erotic diabetes, hypnotist too?
So basically,
they swing their dick back and forth. Like, you're getting horny.
Just their
very,
balls.
Very horny.
I mean, that should be what he does. What he actually does.
There's not enough to swing.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Get him.
So Sean Boyd has posted videos of him at the Funny Stop before, and basically what it boils down to is a bunch of women get up on stage and hump chairs and make sex noises. And is and dudes jerk off dildos.
I've seen Boyd do it. Because why get hypnotized. You? I don't know. Does he just do it as an act? Just to...
Oh, I'm pretty sure that Sean Boyd is dumb enough to be hypnotized. So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that you know, you throw a watch in his face, he's gonna like do whatever you want.
Fake Rolex.
It's just harder to hypnotize Sean because one eye just drifts off to the side.
Yeah, you gotta hold the watch to the left and bring it back and forth.
Oh boy.
But no, so that's what he does. He basically makes people do sex things on stage for money.
And so because he couldn't make anyone do sex things, he had to give their money back?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've just been setting this guy up to be a creep the whole time anyways. This is kind of everyone else's fault this time.
Well, I don't know, because, like, I think the gist of the controversy, if you will, if you want to call it that, is that he initiated contact in all of these situations that he's been caught in as of late.
So he's hypnotizing people and then walking up and sitting in the chair that they're humping?
I believe
is he
I've
grabbing a titty. Oh, that was so funny. I'm just curious. I'm just
Kyle's
asking the pressing questions.
Kyle's like, fucking give me something. Something to work with here.
Are there some YouTube videos to teach you how to be a hypnotist?
Yeah. I know there you can order a video from the back of a comic book. I'm pretty sure it'll get you the same amount of experience and know-how as Michael Odo.
The same one you can order x-ray specs and tired of getting sand kicked in your face.
Yeah.
This workout kid.
I only know of one other erotic hypnotist, and his name is Will Power, and I've never heard anything.
God damn it. I hope him and Justin Case drive off a cliff together.
Just in case.
The insurance agent. Willpower.
That never occurred to me.
Yeah, I never put that together.
And I was just like, this guy works at the Improv for some reason. I don't know why, but occasionally they need an erotic hypnotist, I guess.
Wasn't there another one, a hypnotist? Like, he was a real big fucking guy. He was like Clem size.
Sorry, Clem.
Oh, no, Clem's a big dude. He's lost a bunch of weight. He looks great. But
yeah, he does.
No, there's like a big, like, fucking, like...
He doesn't.
You talking about Jay Medicine Hat or
dude, I don't
Sandman?
His fucking
or...
name. I don't know. I think I saw him at the Funny Stop, like, when I started.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Chris. You look really good.
Are you sure that's not Michael
Thanks.
Odo?
No,
like,
I know
he a
Michael
fat
Odo.
Fucker?
Yeah,
sorry,
no,
Chris
this guy
Clem.
Wasn't a fat
God
fuck.
God damn it.
I don't know. What's going on in the side conversation
I
for the listeners at home?
So, Kyle, you tried to make me feel bad and insinuate that was saying that Chris Clem did not look great. So I apologized and I said, I'm sorry, Chris. I do think you look great. But Chris thought I meant Chris and he said, thank you. And I said, no, Chris Clem, not Chris Paw. He's a pile of fucking garbage.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you guys ready to wrap this show up.
That's
yeah,
all the
well,
drama
we
gotta
get you
got.
In a dumpster.
Yeah.
So let's get down to the brass tacks of the erotic hypnotist. Apparently, hypnotizing people does not work over Messenger.
No. It's,
getting called out and screen capped left and right.
And
In one, he seems to have hypnotized himself because he doesn't even know that he's in the DMs
right.
when he's when it's brought up to him.
Yeah.
So what happened? He went through, he sent them, and he's like, oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't have done that, deleted them, and then played stupid, from what I gathered.
Yeah, but he's like 100 years old and doesn't understand that just deleting the messages on your end doesn't delete them for the other person.
Of course,
too.
Yeah. Of course.
It's not how Messenger works.
No.
But he's pulling a Donny boy and saying, you know, these are all faked. These are good. Doctored images.
Yep. That's
because
not my dick.
Because we got to go after the erotic hypnotist because we had nothing better to do.
We really don't.
No.
No
battles to talk about for a few weeks.
No, not us. Like these people doctoring these text messages.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, there's a grand conspiracy. Must be someone who was hypnotized and got their titty touched or something. I'll show you. Made me feel foolish humping a chair.
You know, if this guy's a fucking idiot, because all he'd have to do, if he's reaching out to female comics in their DMs, why doesn't he just say, hey, come feature for me? And then hypnotize them, and then, I mean, I'm not a hypnotist, but
that's what a good
I'm also not a rapist,
would
but,
do.
You know, that would be the play. I think that's the only reason you become a hypnotist, is so you can hypnotize people and rape them, right?
I mean, that's...
you become a hypno-rapist.
That's the end game, right?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a hypnotist.
Endgame's a really good movie.
You fucking nerd.
Which Endgame?
Avengers.
Okay. I thought you meant Highlander for a minute.
No. You fucking nerd.
Look.
That's worse, right? At least mine is like a lot of people, you know.
No, they're
like
both bad.
Of dollars.
You both suck.
No, they're not.
Back me up here, Kyle.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Charlie's Angels reboot?
No.
you wanted to bring this up pre-show. You're like, Charlie's Angels bomb. We should talk about that.
Yeah, he didn't really want to.
That was Tabitha. She won't shut up about Charlie's Angels this
you
week.
You know me. This big old bisexual over here is like, oh, Kristen Stewart. Yep. Humming a.
Juicy, direct, and ass.
If it was up to Tabitha, we would just talk roller derby the whole episode.
Roller derby and Hot Pockets.
That should be the title of your first album.
Episode title.
Okay.
Let me pitch this to you. Tabitha Jones. Dyke things.
I like that, though. I do need a rebranding. Like, no one knows me for being, like, super dykey. They just know me for...
They don't?
No.
They never looked at you.
No, they know me for just, like, constantly having a dick in my mouth.
I hear a half of that. hey, here's something I shared a Facebook Live video of 1 year ago, the Ad Hominem Attack show, without realizing it was the anniversary of Kyle whipping it out to win the title.
Yes, dude. I'm so happy to see that video again. Like, I'm not even embarrassed by it. You'd think I would be. My buddy has a better video
it is
of it.
So fast, you don't see
no,
it.
No, the overhang, you know, it's good.
It's not good.
Yeah. There's
but
a,
it's there.
My favorite part is
the
how
girls
excited
in the front verified.
Ryan.
They saw it. I said, "Did you see it?" And they said, "Yes, I saw your penis." And I was like, "Good, okay, good." Moving on.
Anyways, Michael Odo's a creep.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, I'm trying to stick up for him, but
do I no, really well, look like a lesbian?
Was part
I mean,
of,
I thought
what,
I was just fat.
What does a lesbian even look like, Tabitha? It's 2019.
Well, you're out here being like, everyone could clock you're a big old dyke by looking at you, Tabitha.
Hey, don't get
I'm
all
just
sensitive,
being mean.
Tabitha. Yes, you look like a fat lesbian.
I thought I just looked fat. That's the thing. So to figure out it's a fat lesbian, I'm like, ugh. All right, guess I got to make some changes.
I mean, do your makeup a little differently so it doesn't look like you have pussy juice all over your face.
Oh, that's just
a thought.
That's just chicken wing juice.
Yeah, that's Cajun red.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you knew.
I didn't.
No,
I really
like
didn't.
You literally eat too much pussy.
Six pepper dry
I just,
rub.
I just thought I was like cool, maybe. Like, but you know,
you are cool, Tabitha.
Don't play into this. She's doing it
Thank
on purpose.
Thank you.
I've never seen someone fish so hard for a compliment.
I was honestly waiting for me to be like, thanks, and have him be like, cool ranch Doritos, or like something. I don't know. I didn't think it was actually sincere.
No, he believed your dykey crocodile tears.
Crocodile tears. Crocodile rock, baby.
It's the hat more than anything else. The hat just screams dyke.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, the bug's going. I'm going to grab another beer. Talk amongst yourselves. Does anybody want anything?
How about now? Is the haircut doing me any favors?
Nope. Now you look totally straight.
Cool. Hell yeah.
Strictly dickly. That's what it says.
You know me.
So Michael Odo.
Michael Odo would have a very difficult time hypnotizing this fat dyke over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to, right? You'd have to be hypnotized.
No, I'd...
Sometimes.
I'd just give in. Doesn't take much to convince me.
So what's the deal? He's creeping in some DMs, which is... whatever, but he's
It is a thing
extra,
that happens.
Yes, but he's extra... he used... What was the phrase?
You pussy work.
You pussy work.
Pussy work. Which is not even cool to say to a stripper.
You pussy work? And she's like, yeah, clearly, right now.
Right. Yeah, it works.
It's working. It's working hard.
Yeah, is that what he... Is he...
That is...
You pussy work.
Is he asking if it works? Like or is he asking if she does work? Or if she gives pussy for work.
Well, I just don't understand. Like, is he asking, like, if I fuck you, will you get pregnant? Is the battery running? Is the machine working?
That's what I took it as,
too. I mean, imagine
too.
Sex. Like, you don't need... Like, it doesn't need to work.
You pussy, does it work?
It's there.
Right. But
it's
I
there.
Think what
he's
saying...
He should have said, you pussy there?
You pussy there? You pussy there?
Hi, God. It's me, pussy.
Are you there, God? It's me, pussy.
Oh, Pussy Jones is back.
Oh, I miss Marlon.
We gotta get Marlon back around.
He's too strong now.
Did he quit comedy and he's bodybuilding now?
I don't know. I think exclusively what I've seen on the internet is him just like painting and bodybuilding.
That's fucking dope. Good for him.
Hell
Renaissance
yeah,
man.
I ran truth. Into him at a gas station in Stowe.
Jeremy Shear.
No, he crept up from behind me and whispered in my ear,
oh.
I'm not that way. Oh, I love him.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm not that way.
And then he picked up a car.
And then he scooped Jeremy up in one arm and bounded out of there.
Yeah. Climbed the Empire State.
No, that's not what I was trying to say.
You're lifting Michael Dragon jokes now.
Say that. Hey, next
this
Michael.
Michael Odo thing is going nowhere.
Cause
he's a fucking creep. Nobody gives a shit.
A lot of people give a shit, which is weird.
Well, yes, they should give a shit because he's sexually harassing women. Like, he's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody gives a shit like that. I meant, like...
And he's unattractive enough that nobody's responding.
He's also a fucking nobody, so nobody's really... It's not a...
He is... here's the somebody things that he's done. Mm. He tried to open up a comedy club in the hotbed of culture known as Alliance, Ohio.
Awesome.
And it lasted 2 weeks.
They should have booked more... Trump stuff.
You know, it was brought to my attention that Alliance is kind of a college town. I didn't see it every time that I've gone to do shows there, but
it's what, Mount Union? I believe so.
Yeah. It's just the times I've gone there to do stuff, I did an Italian club. Which they were definitely not college students.
Were they Italian?
Was it called? I'm trying to think of something. Odds.
The Midwest confuses being racist with being mean.
Dang.
That's a spicy punchline.
I don't remember the name of the place, but it was like the first long set that I did. They had pennies in the urinal. Do any of you know why guineas do that? Like, why do they put pennies in the urinal?
To flavor them.
I asked them if it was a Jew trap. Like, they put all the pennies in the urinal so that...
We used God to throw change and, like, dollars in a urinal. We go... I go down to West Virginia sometimes for what I call gun bash. And it's a wild weekend where this fire department raffles off tons of guns. But I'm an alcoholic, and... I go down there, and we go to a bar, and we put money in the urinal and piss on it, and then we just come back to see how much it gets up before people steal the money out of the urinal and piss over it. It never gets past, like, $4. So I'm assuming that's what they're doing. Like, you want my money, you're going to have to take it with piss all over it. But I don't know what
Did they give you an answer?
They did, but it was in Italian, and I didn't understand it.
Hey, Siri, why do Italians piss on pennies?
Kyle.
I found this on the web.
How to piss off Italians.
Be a woman. Talk back.
Sneak a meatball.
Be African American.
No, but that show was actually the first time I met Katrina Brown. Who is relevant to this story?
She also approached by the erotic hypnotist?
She was not approached by the erotic
hypnotist. She was hypnotizing people and sliding into their DMs.
Yeah, she was using her her one weird boob and spinning it around.
Oh, you are getting warty.
Full circle. Yeah. Katrina Brown made it all the way through Inktober.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good for her.
She's very good.
She's a lovely lady. But that was the first time I ever worked with her. And she's relevant to the story because Michael Odo ended up sliding into the direct messages of a lady asking her for pussy work. And the shit's popped off, as they say, from there. Lots of people got angry on this lady's behalf and got a hold of the Funny Stop, where Michael Odo was going to be working. And Pete decided, you know what? Sorry, Michael Odo, but your day is going to be canceled.
And woke Pete.
Yeah. So
fuck you, Michael Odo, you piece of shit motherfucker.
He won't even fire Screech for stabbing dudes.
I mean, he fired me for threatening to fuck his kid, but...
God damn it.
You know... Apparently,
wasn't that a Bizarro Pete though? You wanted to fuck Bizarro Pete's kids, not actual Pete's kids.
I didn't want to fuck Pete's kids. I was talking to somebody that was having a fake Pete Facebook page, and
right?
Yeah, so it was Bizarro Pete. It was a Pete that actually had a sense of timing. So it was me fucking with my friend, and he took it weird. But you know, we made up.
You're telling me he took it weird that you told an account with his name that
you work at the Funny Stop, but my kids fuck you, shit. You don't fuck my kids.
I mean, have you seen them lately? They probably could.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They fuck any of us, especially Chris.
Jesus.
Ha ha.
Shut up, Dyke.
So. Katrina Brown ends up saying, I appreciate what you were showing here, Pete, by saying that this is not okay, so I will work his date. And I will do it at a very reduced rate. Well, she started getting shit for that as, you know...
Being self-serving.
Yeah. That
From
was
who? I mean, that's a decent thing to do, I think. No?
It was one of those things where it's like she comes out and says that, you know, people are saying this. I didn't see people saying it, but, you know, I've kind of curated my feed as to only see, you know, drama and, like, people that I care about.
I didn't see this, but I've curated my feed to exclusively see things like this. So
she came out pretty weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see any of the overly dramatic assholes that I follow say anything about it. So,
talking about Joe McCormick.
Joe McCormick loves Katrina Brown, and she loves him.
Joe McCormick.
And, yeah.
He's one of my favorite social media people.
Joe McCormick is one of the best Facebook follows you will ever have.
Yeah.
Hands down. He knows how to do a running gag.
Yes, he does. He fucking went on about Shamrock Shakes for 3 months. Like, well past fucking the Irish Day, St. Patrick's Day.
The Irish Day.
Yeah, whatever, the fucking sloppy Mick alcoholic day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, always funny.
Yeah. My favorite thing he's doing now is such and such are easy to fuck.
Yes.
That's my favorite. That, and I don't understand all the Pepper Guy stuff, but yeah. All right. At any rate.
Oh, it's a guy he works with that brings peppers to work.
Okay. But Joe's a treat and well worth your time to follow on the social media. But then I don't have an update on the situation, as Pete has since contacted the lady that was asked if her pussy work in the first place to forgive the old erotic hypnotist, because Pete needed to rebook him for the next month.
He couldn't get Steve Guy to headline.
If I get Creep to apologize, can I hire him again?
Yeah, so he
not do bar show like fucking Ramona, fucking Squire.
River City Comedy Festival, May 13th through 16th.
It's
Funny Stop Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, new guy.
Hey, I don't give a shit. I'll plug my stuff. I love Pete.
Oh, plug away. I'm just saying, don't expect to have bridges after 6 months of doing this.
Yeah. At any rate, so he's back doing rebooked, like nothing ever happened, and all the messages have been deleted.
And do you think Michael Odo hypnotized Pete and set up a meeting and then got pussy work in there and hypnotized pussy work? And just he's just a fucking beast hypnotist.
Holy shit.
I think that's what's happening.
Hypnotized Pete and Pete's like, my pussy work.
Michael Odo, my pussy work.
My fucking pussy work.
Rubber City Comedy Festival canceled.
We are now taking applications for a erotic hypnotist to get us back on the
fucking pussy on stage. Openers don't say foggy pussy.
Erotic
pussy
hypnotist
fucking work for closers.
You sound like Nico from Grand Theft Auto.
I don't give a shit if it's accurate. This is canon now. If I'm doing that voice, it's Pete.
Can I suggest something? We should go on the Funny Stop and do an ad hominid attack show podcast with Pete. He would definitely fucking air out some fucking laundry.
Do you think we could do that?
No, I think we definitely could.
It is an option. I just he has like some kids that do a podcast, but I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Austin Robertson out of Columbus does it. He drives up and does it like Wednesday.
Oh, wait. That's Austin that does it? So where the fuck is it?
It used to be years ago.
Someone, what's that redhead kid did it?
I can't remember his name now because who gives a fuck?
Oh, well, Matt Brady. Matt Brady.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. 4chan death threats man himself.
Whoa, yes. Whoa. What happened? Because I always wondered what happened to Matt Brady.
He was screen capping Cleveland comics being liberal fucktards and posting it on 4chan, and then they were getting threats and shit from other people on
4chan. Did any of you get threats on from 4chan?
No.
Because I think...
I think... Was Dwayne one of them?
I think so. That's how I heard. I think that's how
Dwayne
I heard
Duke?
About.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cunt. Yeah. Not Dwayne, but...
Yeah.
Dwayne could be a nicer guy.
I forget. There were a few other ones.
Hey, I want to be able to marry somebody that I love one day. And he's like, oh, fuck this.
Basically.
What's Austin's last name?
Robert Powerson.
You know what's the best? Former OSU recruit Austin Robertson charged with sex crimes at Michigan State University.
There's no way that Austin Robertson played sports. Let's see his picture. Is it him?
No, it's definitely not him. It's spelled different, cool. But
you just had to have that the clip, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, behave.
Third degree sexual Yikes. Conduct, a felony. Yeah.
Jeremy, I miss the humor.
I'm saying that Austin
your way through.
I'm giggling because one he calls himself the rubber band man on his on his gig salad, and two he shares a name with a sex criminal.
My pussy word.
The rubber band man.
Easily hire Austin Robertson for your special events.
Your
Austin.
Pussy work.
The rubber
My
band
pussy
man.
Work. I'm just asking a question.
I can't hear it enough.
Your pussy work.
Kyle's over here just like
I want to DM
waiting for us to fucking stop.
My dick work.
No, I'm cool. I'm just dumb. I'm just listening.
Your pussy work because my dick work. What about your asshole? Does your asshole work?
Mouth? That's question mark.
Mouth?
Does your mouth Clem, work? Don't rat us out for making fun of Pete.
Yeah, do us a
tell
Pete's
him, not gonna figure
do
out
do us a fucking solid.
Tell
Clem.
Him, Clem. Tell him is that sergeant character.
It's Colonel Jameson.
Tell him it's Colonel Jameson. Deep cuts. You know who will get that one? Nobody.
Chris Klein.
That's it.
Well, this is why we do this podcast is for Chris Klein.
Yeah.
Chris
Klein. We're just letting our friend in Chicago keep up with.
He's in LA now. Keep up.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's why he's getting all thin, huh? Fucking sellout. Welcome to LA. I hope your pussy worked.
I'm super pumped that he's not going to be in town for the final battle.
Me too.
Yeah, he's
back soon. Yeah. Right now he's back because this is.
Yeah, he's back right now.
He's
you
back
can.
Right this
he
second.
Should be doing this podcast, but he bailed on us.
Yeah, fuck.
You should go ask him if his pussy work, along with Mad Marv Connor.
What fuck is he in L.A. for? He heard they were gonna remake Princess Bride, and he's trying to get the Andre the Giant character.
Yeah, he's definitely a shoo-in for Fezzik. It's the only way his dumb, stupid voice is going to do him any favors. Like, yes, you sound like an alcoholic Frenchman. Here's all the money.
We're saying you pussy work like Pete's the one sliding in the DMs. It wasn't him, though. Pete.
No.
He doesn't
know
how to use DMs.
No, hey, we're just saying that it could be a lot of fun to hear Pete say, you pussy work.
You apologized. You apologize for getting angry. It all do. Oh, no pussy work. Your pussy work. Oh, no, stars.
I want to go through this episode with a you pussy work counter. And just like, ding, ding.
It's funny because it started as something horrible.
Get on that. Get on that, Paul. You pussy work, you pussy work, you pussy work, you pussy work.
You pussy work, 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 you pussy work.
We got a techno beat behind that. Pussy work, your pussy work.
Pussy work.
Your pussy work, my pussy work. His pussy work, her pussy work.
Everybody pussy work. Hey, pussy work. Hey, pussy work.
Now, this is how you become worldwide bisexual comedians.
It's the, it's our what in the butt.
Just as iconic. Gotta get on that video now.
Mm-hmm. How flattered would you be if somebody sent you that? Let's your pussy work? I'd be like, yes.
Yeah, all the time. It's working right now.
I don't know how flattering. I think it's fucking awful. It must be horrible.
I feel like it's more baffling than anything. You don't see that and like get immediately angry. You see that and you're like, what? No, wait, what?
Yeah, like I've seen DMs that Lady Comics have gotten that have made me instantly irate. But this was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, look,
he was so nervous and horny that he couldn't spell it out properly.
He was jerking off.
Yeah, one-handed it.
It's not that hard to type and jerk off.
It really isn't.
You can hit the voice thing and say, does your pussy work?
Oh, like a psychopath, yeah.
What, you don't text voice to text?
No.
Yeah, it's predictive text. He only has to type your...
It just autofills it. Yeah. Your middle button pussy.
Sometimes it gets ahead of itself though, and it won't give the question mark, but an exclamation point. You pussy work.
Here's the asterisk. Thing I'm going to add to my act. It's an impression of an erotic hypnotist on Facebook. Ready? Oh.
This is great because nobody's doing drugs either.
Your pussy work. Your pussy's getting very heavy.
It's quite prolapsed.
They're so heavy.
Your labia is getting very heavy. It's sinking back and back and back.
When I snap my fingers, your pussy work. Fuck. You guys ready to wrap this episode up?
Oh, that counter just keeps going up and up and up.
Tune in next week as we interview some of the participants from the final round of the Ad Hominem Attack Show Roast Battle Tournament.
And until then, watch the fuck out for erotic hypnotists.
Yes.
Do you think Adam Janovac's pussy work?
We're going to see this January, ain't
Adam
we?
Adam Janovac pussy work all over.
Taco right, Tom right,
At Ha Ha Honhorst.
Yes, I guess. Don't follow me. Who cares?
Dirty Shear, Stabitha. My favorite was when your Twitter handle was your dad. What
yeah.
was it?
The name would come up as just your dad, so it'd be like your father liked your tweet.
Made me feel very good about myself.
I'm still Dessert Beef on Twitter, and I'm Katamari Degrassi on Instagram.
Weren't you Dadatha for a while?
For a second. For a second. It was like Dadatha, then Dessert Beef. I was trying to get away from a cyber-stalking ex of mine. So I went through like 6 different usernames to like get him off my like trail. And then like I'm finally getting back to some of my tried and trues.
Okay, and what's his Instagram handle?
At...
Yo, pussy work.
At Michael Odo.
All right, and Chris E. Paw on Instagram. That'll do, pigs.